Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In End Time Prophecies Amplified, author David Saiga presents his unique insights into biblical prophecy, drawing on over three decades of research. Amazing and thought-provoking, down-to-earth informative. It gives the readers nuggets, food for thought, not to be confusing. David backs it up with biblical scriptures and historical facts. David is not a theologian. In fact, he says he's actually a below-average person, voted least likely to succeed among six siblings, an associate's degree in psychology from Mid-Continent University, a bachelor's degree in social work with a minor in world religion from the University of Tennessee at Martin, a retired military veteran at 100% service-related disability. David Saiga, author of End Time Prophecies Amplified, is our guest on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It is an honor. I mean, I've heard of you, and this is a dream. I'm sorry.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you for that. And I've heard a lot about your book and the way you go about approaching this, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation today. And I mentioned you consider yourself you compare yourself to your siblings and the fact that you were the least likely to succeed. Have any of them published a book?
No, that's what's weird. It's stuff. I'm like, what's taking you so long?
You've got a book, and we're showing it, and we're talking about it today. That will show them. They got a lot of catching up to do to get caught up with David. I talked about the fact that for over three decades, you have been studying end times. What decided you to pursue this topic as vigorously as you have?
Well, there's a lot of subjects out there. There's a lot of books out there, a lot of authors and stuff. And I've heard people talk about it. And it's like, not everybody really understands it. And stuff, and they get all ooky and spooky when it comes to the things of God, because I mean, God's big, he can do whatever he wants, but he wants to have a relationship with his children. And in order to do that, he needs to, you know, because we're not as smart as we think we are, and stuff. And God doesn't keep secrets from his true children. And I say that with a passion that there's a lot of false people out there, and you really got to be careful, and you got to watch your heart and, you know, guard it and stuff like this. But I mean, so he wants us to know. And I mean, like I've said, I've read a lot about it from different authors, well-known people, and things just weren't adding up at the time. And I thought, you know, I need to research this and find out for myself. And that's what I basically did with the help of God, because there ain't no way I would have been able to do this. And for me to be an author, that's just weird. I've been called a lot of stuff, but that's not one of them.
Well, now you're an author and a successful author, and I love your approach. It's like, this worked for me. I have some answers. I can guide you in this direction. You make up your own mind, but I'm going to give you what I found in my research. And you talked about two words were very important as you were doing the research, what if, and you sort of approached it from that manner, what if, and your research, extensive research over 30 years has resulted in End Time Prophecies Amplified. That's David's book. What are you hoping this book will do? I mentioned before, maybe I answered that question for you. You want this as a guide for people to open their minds. Is that real reason behind this?
I have a passion to get it out there. I mean, it is not really about me and stuff. And I really felt weird putting my name on this book, because I'm like, this is not me. I'm out of content with that. But to get people to know the truth, because we've been kind of told some things about this particular subject by well-meaning ministers and pastors and stuff that really didn't study it and really didn't understand it and stuff, and they were just going with the flow with the past clergy folks.
Yes,
that, you know, we're talking hundreds of years and stuff. And My I think one of my main questions was, because everybody wants to tell me who that white horseman is. And my next question would be is, well, then if you're going to tell me that, then you need to tell me what the red one is, the black one is, and the speckled green one. And they can't. I mean, if it's in the Bible, it's important to God. So it's important for us to understand. So we need to know everything that we possibly can. But we also have to understand that the book of Revelation itself isn't entirely a complete, you know, guideline for it. I mean, it's a huge chunk of end time prophecy. Yes. But there are several scriptures, chapters, verses throughout the book of the Bible and stuff that the individuals can, you know, to make the end times to be more of a fuller, you know, puzzle piece together in our society. And we're in dangerous times right now. And I just want people to not get scared and freaked out and stuff like this. But I mean, there's just a lot of false narratives going on in this day and age. And like with like on Facebook, they were talking about, oh, the rapture is supposed to happen on September 23rd. And then it was the 24th. I'm like, no, it's not. I mean, it's going to happen in the fall. I already understand that.
Yes.
But I mean, I don't know the hour and I don't know the day. We will never do that. But there was seven feasts that God gave Israel. When Jesus came the first time, he fulfilled four of them. And now when he comes the next time, the last time, he's going to fulfill three of them. Now, the first four were in the spring feast. Now, the last three are going to be in the fall. So I know it's going to be in the fall, you know, sometime between, you know, September and October.
Well, yes. And I love the aspect of it. And you said this before. I want to go back to it for a second. It's not like God is creating all these mysteries and you've got just a few people that are smart enough to figure it out, which sometimes is the way it's presented. This really, you make the point that God really wants us to know. He wants his followers. He wants his children to have the knowledge to know. He's not hiding anything from them, is he?
No, sir. No, his true children. And that's the key is, I mean, if you're a true child of God, a true follower, a true believer, it's not about a denomination. It's not about, you know, church things. I mean, it's for edification. I mean, the church is an edification, you know, where you learn and stuff and you grow with others and stuff. But there are, like I said, I've got a huge list of a lot of really false teachers and false prophets and stuff. Well-known people that you would know, I mean, because they're on TV, evangelists and stuff like this, you know, some of the things that they're doing, and it kind of disgusts me because they're manipulating people and they're following them and stuff. And all I want to do is I'm trying to get people to open up their minds to think. And if you were lucky to at one point have ever thought, then to think again and stuff, because thinking, I mean, he wants a personal relationship with you and I and stuff like this. He doesn't want it through a third or fourth person and stuff. So, I mean, we have our part to do and stuff like this. And our responsibility is to know him and through the word of God and through the Bible. So this, I mean, it's a powerful book. The book that is the most powerful book on the planet. And so, because I've read through it probably, I don't know, maybe 10 times or so, but or more. And I'm still learning and stuff. It's not like any other book that you pick it up. Okay, I already know the ending.
Oh, yes.
You know, but there's other things.
Well, David's book is End Time Prophecies Amplified. And once again, what sets this really is unique, isn't it? I'm not sure there are other books out there that approach it the way you have and doing the research. And then telling us, okay, take this research and you tell me, you come up with your conclusions. This is unique.
Right. I don't want, the last thing I want people to do is to believe me. That's a disservice to them. I believe fully in my heart that y'all are a whole lot smarter than I am. I'm just giving you the nuggets, giving you the understanding to research it, to look, and you might find other things, other nuggets. It's like, well, I need to find out about this. And I also use history, historical facts that has happened and stuff. I mean, everybody's harping on this, like this last trumpet that's supposed to be sounding, which is going to be soon, but I mean, I'm figuring in a few more years and stuff. But how did we get there? I mean, nobody says, well, you know, like the second trumpet, okay, for example, and there's like one third of everything and stuff. And it talked about a third of the ships sunk, you know, and that you had blood and everything else, all this
yes.
stuff going on and stuff. And I know, I'm sorry, but I believe that second trumpet was blown around, you know, World War II. Because if you researched, find out that there were like 105,000 ships total, average, give or take, because we may not know, but a little over 36,000 sunk. And that's like a third. And I mean, it's just amazing that, you can find these things with, going through the Bible, but also looking at history and seeing where it may have played out at.
That's how thorough that David approached this topic. As you can tell, this is not something that he spent the weekend and he came up with his conclusion and he wants us to think that he is the one that has the answer. It's not that. It's decades of research. Research is there now, and it's for us to take and to use. How did you come to your conclusions? How, and did that change from time to time? I mentioned that it took over 3 decades. How did you reach conclusions, and have you reached conclusions in everything? Are you still somewhat open-minded to see what's going to happen?
Well, yeah, in this day and age, I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of signs, all kinds of evidence and stuff, and I just want the readers know to be aware that it's going to get worse and stuff. It's going to happen and stuff. I mean, everybody wants to think that, well, the seals and the trumpets and the vials, all three of them have to do with God's wrath, and that's false. They don't. The only one that has to do with God's wrath is the vials, because God gives us information in the Old Testament that he sent somebody from heaven, messengers, to pour his wrath out. And when it comes to the seals and the trumpets, nobody was sent, and you can't pour those things.
Yes.
So, for me, okay, I believe that we are in like chapter 13. I know there's a lot of folks out there thinking, no, we're still in chapter 4, verse 1, because of that voice of the trumpet, which is false, but that's a voice, not a trumpet and stuff. So, I mean, we've done surpassed that, centuries ago and stuff. And it's just continually, researching, because it's a hunger and stuff and a desire, because I've been told things, and at first I'm thinking, well, that don't make no sense. And, and I had my office was scattered with all kinds of stuff that I've had and researched and studied and stuff like this, and some of the history of our country and stuff that we've, and then I just felt like one day God said, you got a mess here. You need to get this organized. And I'm like, okay, God, you know what's best. So, I mean, I did. I kind of like put it in a pile, and, I thought I was content. And then he's like, no, you need to do better than that. You need to put it like in a book form. And I never in my wildest dream thought, well, he's talking about publishing this. This is crazy, because I mean, I've been called a lot of stuff. Like I said before, it's like an author should not be one of them. I mean, I've been weird. I mean, I know some people that think that I'm weird, and it's a true story. It's up, but I've gone through so much throughout my life that I would rather, I want to interact with people and stuff, and to know where they're coming from. They're, it's not about, whether I'm right or wrong, or whether they're right or wrong, just the wisdom, the knowledge and stuff. And so I've, would research a lot of information from a lot of people, and some of the stuff was like really weird. So how do you guys come up with this stuff? And it's like, because it just wasn't making any sense.
Yes.
And a lot of, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that's exactly true, and that's what led you through all of this. Talk about the decision when you got the book and you were saying that, okay, I got the book. I realize he wanted me to publish it. Talk about the need to get this book out there and to reach people. You've got answers. Some you're still searching for. You've got answers. Why do you think this need to get the word out there to everybody? This has been very important for you in talking about the book and talking about your research.
Yeah. For me, it's never been about money. I mean, getting royalties, that's nice stuff, but I mean, I would probably donate it or volunteer some things, get out of debt or whatever. But for me, it's really, we've been told lies and we've been going through the flow. And I've heard a lot of people in my walks around town and stuff like this, where, they believe in their pastor and of this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you believe and stuff? I mean, because they put all their emphasis on, well, it's the pastor's job to pray for me. I'm like, but we have a job and a responsibility to ourselves as individuals, because he's wanting a personal relationship with his children. And I'm just trying to awaken people to see the truth, find out the truth, to understand it, to get their brains from being unfrozen. I mean, and be able to start thinking. And I mean, we're going to make mistakes and stuff, but I mean, to understand that we are so close and stuff. And there's a lot of people that think that, well, we're not going to be going through all this stuff, so we're just going to, I'll be out of here, blah, blah, blah. No, we're going to still be going through some things and stuff. I mean, just looking at like the craziness that's going on with this administration that we got in the office and stuff. I mean, it's disgusting, and it's going to get worse and stuff. Our country isn't going to get any better. Ever since, last century, we decided, well, we don't need God no more. We get him out of our schools and we get him out of our government and stuff like this. It's going to cause problems and stuff. So when you do that, something takes its place. And it's just, I've seen people where they think, well, God's just a myth. I mean, he's just, no, he's some makeup thing. And, because everybody's been talking about this for centuries and stuff like this, and it never happened. And he's a phony and stuff like this. And it's not. God's very patient, and he wants, everybody to have a chance to know him individually, personally, and stuff. And for, to get back to the basics of, I have a responsibility and stuff. You have a
Yes.
responsibility and stuff. And to see children and stuff. I mean, we all have a calling and stuff. Whether you like it or not, I mean, it might not be some fancy thing of preaching and stuff, but when you're out in town and you're talking to someone, you might be preaching anyways, but you're at his level or
Now,
her level.
yes. Now, if you're just joining us, David Saiga is our guest on the program, and I'll spell that so if you Google it, you'll have it correctly. That's Ceiga, David D. Saiga, Ceiga. That's on our website. You go there, you link on to David's Amazon page, book available, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all of the usual places. The book is End Time Prophecies Amplified. I can't believe how quickly the time is going here. I think the important thing, David, is you really give us a chance that we can do research on our own, can't we? This is not just to listen to what David thinks. It's like, here's what conclusions David made with the research. You go ahead and do the research and come to your own conclusion.
It's a uniquely different Bible from what anybody else has
Yes.
ever read on the subject itself, and that's what I'm saying. So it's not like you're buying a same thing, different cover type of stuff. So I mean, it will give you some knowledge. I guarantee that whoever looks at it genuinely and reads through it, they're going to find some information, and they will be able to, you know what, they're going to learn something or research and do what they want. It's their own desire. It's just putting that desire back
It's all,
into their hearts.
and it's all laid out there for you in End Time Prophecies Amplified. What parts of the Bible did you use in your book for your research?
Oh, there was a lot of them. I mean, of course, I used pretty much the Book of Revelation. I went through that as a guideline. I've used like Jesus designated, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, a whole chapter in regards to this. And you'll find out in that chapter, he doesn't cover the vial, but he does talk about pretty much the others, the trumpets and the seals and stuff. And who was he talking to? He was talking to believers, his future church, his disciples. But anyway, after that, then you got other scriptures that Paul's mentioned, James has mentioned, John's mentioned in the New Testament. And of course, we got the book of Daniel. I can't forget that. And then it's just like in Psalms, you got chapter 83 that talks about the Armageddon. There's 10 nations that are going after Israel here very soon and stuff. And then, like in Genesis, when God was talking with Abraham, I was able to find out what God constitutes as a generation and stuff. Because, I mean, you talk to somebody, say, hey, what do you think a generation is? Some people will say 20 years. Some might say as high as 40 years, but that would be wrong. It's like, what does God say about it? I mean, King David in Psalms says, between 70 to 80 if you're lucky, but that's just King David. So, what does God say? We got to find out what God says. So he had a conversation with Abraham in regards to this, and he said, for four generations, your descendants will be in captivity. For 400 years, then I will call you out. I will bring you back out. So, I mean, he makes it easy to understand that his generation is, in fact, 100 years. And then you got to ask yourself, well, when did that start? Well, in Isaiah, we look at that. It tells he has an interesting question. He goes, Who has ever heard of a nation being born in a day? Now, the key word there is born, because in order to start a generation, you have to be born. And this nation, which is dear to God's heart, would be the Hebrew nation of Israel. When were they born? 1948. Okay? That would be the starting point of this generation. And again, 100 years later, 2048. And so basically there's like 22 years, I guess, for this generation. If
Yes.
my calculation is correct, like I said, I'm human, I make mistakes, and I apologize for that. But it's common sense that I'm thinking that that's how it. But yeah, and then I've also looked at like Zechariah. I used him because Zechariah actually explains those four horsemen and stuff. If you look at that and stuff, and I mean, I could have gone through a lot. I mean, there are a lot in there and stuff like that. Habakkuk was one and stuff.
Well,
You get the point.
yeah, it's interesting. It's just not one book. It's just all the research you went into in putting this together and studying this. Are you hoping people will see the signs of the end days, that they will understand what we're going through and when we're going through it?
I hope they'll see the clarity. I mean, because
Ah,
things
yes.
are escalating. I mean, because they are escalating, and so there's some of the crazy. I mean, when you got like, I know this might be a sensitive story to some folks, but I mean, gender confusion and stuff. Then I mean, it's just, where I mean, I heard one professional, and I think it was a judge, in Congress, that actually said that she couldn't explain the difference between a man and a woman. That's just nuts, for one. And two, there was another one that was in there that said that a man can get pregnant. And so, I mean, this is just crazy, stupid stuff that, I mean, what we need really is God back in our schools. And we need, as parents, to really, it's our job and responsibility to teach our children and stuff the ways of the Lord, not the school system or the government or anywhere else and stuff. But we've, I mean, like I said, the signs are there. They're like everywhere if you're looking. I mean, the coldness of your hearts and the callousness, the anger that's going on. Because I used to be able to debate with people out on the street, just a friendly debate. But you can't do that now because you
No,
see
you
on
can't.
TV, if you argue with somebody, it's like they're going to want to beat the snot out of you and stuff. It's like, because they don't want to hear it. They're closed-minded. They're set in their ways. I don't want any of you guys to be set in your ways. I mean, understand and keep, protect your heart, because it's going to get weird and stupid out there and stuff. Love what matters the most, your children, your family, and stuff like this. Your God, of course, above all, and what Jesus has done. I mean, Jesus is huge. I mean, you got so many of these false narratives out there that went unchecked. And now it's just escalating. In fact, several years ago, God was showing me that, okay, we went through the Civil War back in the 1800s and stuff. That was a physical war. But God was like sharing with me. And like I said, I'm not a prophet. Please, please. I'm not some, I'm just normal, average Joe Smo and stuff. So, I mean, I'm not into labels, titles, and positions. I can't stand that. My name is Dave, okay? I felt like he was sharing with me that we're going to go through a spiritual civil war and stuff. And we're in the midst of that. We're going towards it. And this spiritual civil war is going to last a little longer than what the physical civil war happened back in the 1800s, for like 4 years and stuff over there. And so this one, it's going to prolong and stuff. And it's where we have to make our choices and stuff and stand firm. We're supposed to be fighters and stuff, warriors and stuff like this, and to be able to stand for the truth. But in order to stand for the truth, you have to know the truth. Please know the truth.
And a step in that direction is David's book, End Time Prophecies Amplified. As you can tell, there's a lot to take in as you read this. It's a very thought-provoking book. And if you could talk to somebody about it and not feel they're going to pull a gun and shoot you, you can go ahead and use the basis here. We used to be able to talk and learn something maybe in debating with somebody. And as David pointed out, that doesn't seem to be the way we do it anymore. But this book is doing so well because it is different. It gives you the information and says, okay, you be the judge. You conclude what you want to. I'm going to give you the facts and where they lead me. The book is End Time Prophecies Amplified. David and David Ciga, and that's C-E-I-G-A. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that will take you to his Amazon page. David, a pleasure having you on the program, a topic that we could spend hours talking about. We tried to condense it here and get people interested and approach it from what if, the same approach that you took in writing this. Excellent job with this, David. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
It is my honor. I appreciate you, sir. Don't be a stranger, all right?
I would love to do this again. David Ciga, our guest on the program. I thank OctorumHouse.com for arranging our conversation. Octorum House, empowering authors, crafting excellence. Your ideal partner in the journey toward literary success, OctorumHouse.com. You're listening to This Week in America. More on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.